This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado House Republicans remain divided over who should be the next speaker. Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted for Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan today. Meanwhile, Ken Buck voted for Tom Emmer again. Jordan lost support during his second attempt. He plans to make a third try at the gavel tomorrow. Buck says it's unlikely for Jordan to get his support. Traffic on Interstate 25 is open southbound again after a train derailment and deadly bridge collapse closed the road on Sunday. Governor Jared Polis visited the site today, and he says federal officials gathered drone footage to help expedite their investigation.
This is a terrible tragedy, but I want to thank our partners, both the railroad and the federal government, for working with us to minimize the disruption to Colorado motorists, to interstate commerce.
Officials say the northbound lanes should reopen sometime tomorrow, although there may be reduced speeds. Intermittent closures are anticipated when the bridge replacement begins. Fremont County officials say the improperly stored remains of nearly 190 people were removed from a funeral home in Penrose. The investigation into the Return to Nature funeral home began earlier this month when local residents reported a foul smell in the area. All of the remains have been relocated to the El Paso County Coroner's Office. That's where work to identify them has been underway. Victim advocates are expected to begin notifying families of the deceased in the next several days. A criminal investigation is ongoing. It's CPR News.